Now, on Mondays, we talk about technology, and today we'll look at municipal wireless networks. Hundreds of cities around the country have projects in the works, and Philadelphia was the first major city to start one up. The City of Brotherly Love was supposed to be a showcase for Earthlink, the company that is providing the wireless service. But Philly Wi-Fi is off to a slow start, as Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Orange flyers advertising Earthlink Wi-Fi are all over Philadelphia this summer. One day, Jim Maloney came home to find one hanging on his doorknob. The initial promotional price sounded pretty good, so he signed up. That was over a month ago. He says he still hasn't had much luck getting it to work.
I've gotten online two times. One time I got online, I was online for about 2 minutes, and then I got kicked off. I got to try and redial again here. And the other time I was on, maybe not even 30 seconds.
He didn't get online at all when I was there. Maloney says he spent $100 on a special antenna to bring the outdoor signal inside.
I tried every spot in the house. So I went up to the roof. I went into the other side of the house, where I held it outside the window.
Blogs and electronic bulletin boards are rife with similar stories of dead spots across the city. Don Berryman is a vice president at Earthlink.
It's not perfect today. As we build out an area, we drive around, we talk to customers, we move our equipment around to perfect the signals.
The Atlanta-based company won't say exactly how many customers have signed up for the Philadelphia service so far, except that it's 10% less than the company had projected. The network isn't even finished yet. Earthlink hopes to complete it by the end of the year, but critics of municipal wireless are already starting to gloat.
It's not turning out like they thought it would. It's not as easy. It's not as cheap.
Sonia Arison is a senior fellow at the Pacific Research Institute, a conservative think tank in San Francisco. Arison says these kinds of public-private partnerships often fail because government and business don't mix.
If it's not working, it's just not working. For the average consumer, it's like, okay, well, fine, then I'll just go to a different provider. And I think that's going to be a very big problem for Earthlink.
The company says it's now taking another look at Wi-Fi projects in other cities. The Philadelphia network is based on a subscription model. Other municipal networks are free, but supported by advertising. Forrester research analyst Sally Cohen says to be successful, citywide networks will have to combine both of these approaches and more.
The business model that has varied sources of revenue are the ones that are going to be the most successful. And that may include consumer subscriptions. It may include ad revenue for consumer access. It may include an anchor tenancy with the government.
The demand for wireless networks will grow, says Earthlink Vice President Don Berryman, as more consumers pick up handheld devices like the much-hyped iPhone.
You'll see more and more of those devices over time. And with the ubiquity of the Wi-Fi network in a city like Philadelphia, will really make a great add-on for all these things.
In the meantime, city officials say the network is working to close the digital divide between rich and poor. And Nadine Barber lives in North Philadelphia. She says she doesn't need Wi-Fi, but the Earthlink service has given her broadband access to the internet at a price she can afford.
Everything now is computerized. If you go put in for a job, you need some computer skills.
Barber's daughter, Victoria Johnson, is a high school junior. She logs on to show me, of course, her MySpace page.
On here is a political argument between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, because I'm doing a little research on that in the upcoming election.
Johnson says having internet access at home is helping her get ready for college.
I love computers. I like working hands-on, but really I want to do it in criminal law. But if I wouldn't go into criminal law, computers would be my second choice.
So far, Johnson says her Wi-Fi service is working just fine. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.